This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is not messing around. In a new letter that she just sent to Justice Engoron, she explains to Justice Engoron that you have the ability to continue to investigate misconduct by Donald Trump's lawyers like Alina Habba and others, and you have the right to investigate if Donald Trump and other co-defendants of Alan Weisselberg were complicit in Alan Weisselberg's commission of felony perjury during the New York Attorney General civil fraud proceedings. Now, you'll recall a few months back at this point, a $464 million judgment against Donald Trump being entered by Justice Engoron based on Donald Trump, the Trump organizations, Don Jr., Eriks, and others. Persistent and systematic fraud. As part of that order, it also allowed for the appointment of, or the continuation of the appointment of, the independent monitor, retired federal judge Barbara Jones. It actually expanded the powers of retired federal judge Barbara Jones to investigate the finances of the Trump organization. She was previously appointed back in November of 2022. One of the things that Donald Trump was arguing, and this is one of the reasons New York Attorney General Letitia James sent this letter, is Trump's like, the case is over. Nothing you can do about us now. $464 million judgment's been entered. We're posting a bond, maybe. And there's nothing you can do about us. Case closed. And New York Attorney General Letitia James is like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's continuing jurisdiction over you that Justice Engoron has and that the independent monitor has. And the court shouldn't blind its eyes or look away from the fact that there's ongoing systemic fraud still taking place. In other words, Justice Engoron still has jurisdiction. Let's take a look at this letter that New York Attorney General Letitia James just sent. It says, Dear Justice Engoron, on behalf of the Office of Attorney General, we write to very briefly respond to the letter submitted by defendants, Donald Trump and others, spanning more than 10 single-spaced pages. Defendants' argument boils down to the proposition that the court is powerless to determine if a fraud was committed upon it during the course of two separate proceedings because discovery is now closed. In essence, defendants contend that once a note of issue is filed, it is improper to examine the course of discovery, even when a named defendant admits to having committed perjury during the discovery process and subsequent trial. Pause right there. So what New York Attorney General Letitia James is saying is that Donald Trump is arguing that once an order issues, Donald Trump claims that you, Your Honor, and the court cannot examine if a felony was committed in this courthouse, even when one of the key witnesses, Alan Weisselberg, pled guilty to committing a felony. Just go take a look at the footnote here, because one of the things that's pointed out is that in the letter submitted by Donald Trump, they don't even admit or concede that Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, pled guilty. Trump and his co-defendants and the lawyers are whining and basically saying that Weisselberg didn't really plead guilty. He was forced to do it. And here the Attorney General's office said, look, Judge, these people are crooked. They can't be held accountable at all. They can't be they're incapable of being transparent with the court. It says, here's footnote one. Of course, defendants, referring to Trump and others, fail to even acknowledge the basic fact. Instead, counsel for defendants, including counsel for Mr. Weisselberg, argue they, quote, have no knowledge that Mr. Weisselberg made false statements during the trial. To the contrary, many believe that Mr. Weisselberg only made such admission because he was being threatened with life in prison. in the New York Attorney General's office says, it is clear that defendants and their counsel are completely incapable of independently disclosing any impropriety outside certification. And outside certification is the only means to get the truth. Helen Weisselberg pled guilty to felony perjury. And Trump and the co-defendants and Weisselberg pretend that that never happened. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life conversation skills in a different language. It's so easy to learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but it's only for our listeners at babbel.com/Midas. So get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Midas, and that's spelled BABBEL.com/Midas, MEIDAS. Rules and restrictions may apply. It goes on to talk about how the court has inherent authority over any actions that would undermine the integrity of its proceedings. The judiciary and the chief judge as its head has the inherent power to address actions which are meant to undermine the truth-seeking function of the judicial system and place in question the integrity of the courts and our system of justice. That inherent authority extends beyond the completion of discovery and is broader than merely ensuring compliance with the ethical canons. The court has broad authority over the actions of counsel in the conduct of matters before it. As the First Department, referring to the Appellate Division, noted, the principle that attorneys are subject in the first instance to the power and control of the courts is also firmly embedded in New York jurisprudence as an inherent power recognized by our Constitution, as well as a statutory power reflected in the regulations by which attorneys are disciplined. So that's New York Attorney General Letitia James taking a shot directly at Alina Habba there and Trump's other lawyers for their behavior and their aiding and abetting potentially of Weisselberg's conduct or covering up the felony perjury committed by one of their clients, Weisselberg, in this case. So beware, Alina Habba, right there. New York Attorney General is saying, inaccurately so, that Engoron, you should impose, you have the right to impose discipline and sanctions on the lawyers before you. It goes on to say, Mr. Weisselberg has admitted that he has perjured himself during discovery and the trial in this action. The court is well within its authority to determine if defendants and their counsel facilitated that perjury by withholding incriminating documents. The monitor has already been tasked with assessing defendants' internal controls, compliance functions, and record keeping. The potential failure to properly produce documents in a legal proceeding relevant to the valuation of Mr. Trump's triplex plainly falls within the ambit of her authority, referring to the independent monitor, and certainly within the power of this court to safeguard the integrity of its own proceedings. And there's a footnote here that says, it also goes without saying that modifying the monitorship order would not require a modification of the judgment as defendants contend. And even if Defendant's myriad of complaints had merit as to the court's ability to modify the monitor's duties or advance an inquiry after trial. The investigation matter remains open and the court has authority to appoint a special referee to conduct an inquiry. In other words, Judge, you need to investigate what and when Trump and Trump's co-defendants knew about crimes committed in this courtroom, and we want you to order that that take place forthwith. Remember, at the same time this is going on, what else is going on in the background here? Well, there is that big hearing coming up in a few weeks before Justice Engoron about Donald Trump's bond, right? Trump hired Knight Specialty Insurance Company, a buddy of Trump's named Don Henke, purportedly posted this bond. But as you dig deeper beneath the surface, it appears that Knight Specialty Insurance does not have adequate amount of reserves in order for it to post a $175 million bond. Indeed, $175 million, which, as you know, the appellate division reduced the bond obligation. The judgment's still $464 million plus post-judgment interest, equaling more than $500 million, but the appellate division allowed the bond to be reduced from $464 million to $175. Knight Specialty Insurance doesn't even have $175 million in its reserves. It has about $130 million. And so it doesn't even have the qualifications to be a surety to post the bond on Donald Trump's behalf. And now there's going to be a big hearing on April 22nd to deal with that, where you're going to have a lot of witnesses come in and we'll see if there was any impropriety, unlawful conduct, misconduct there. And if that bond is rejected, then I think you can get to the situation again where the prosecutors can seize Donald Trump's assets. Nothing Donald Trump does is above board. And I like that New York Attorney General Letitia James is not letting him get away with it. She's holding Trump and Trump's co-defendants and Trump's lawyers feet to the fire. You saw the letter there. I read the letter to you. Tell me what you think in the comments below. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together, and thank you for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.